Before we dig into the 67th Psalm, which you could find in the Pew Bible in front of you if you needed to. Actually, I don't have a page number today. This is my fault. I didn't get my text and title in time, and so. But we're going to be in the 67th Psalm, and forgive me, you're going to be swimming in that Pew Bible if you don't know where that is already. I don't have a page number for you. But as you're finding that, I have a few thoughts that I'd like to share. What do we have? 662. Thank you, Dr. Wesley. Thank you for that. And lo, a voice. And thank you, Dr. Wesley, for that. First thought I have is I want to share that I was moved nearly to tears multiple times this morning, overwhelmed by the way that God has gifted His church. What a joy and blessing to be able to come together and begin the Christmas season together like this. Second thing I think about is the beauty of Christmas carols. You basically just had a semester of systematic theology just singing Christmas carols this morning. And the third thought I have as we get started this morning is I think that there's one person who's ever lived who could get away with scheduling Jingle Bell Rock to be sung or played here in the sanctuary of the First Baptist Church, and that's George McSpadden. And we certainly miss George, but what a great legacy to have heard those songs that he had chosen there for this special occasion. Fourth thought is this, and it is truly my final one. What an excellent morning of music, pulled off so well by capable singers and musicians. And what an amazing time of worship we've had. And next Sunday night, we'll have our choir and orchestra here in the sanctuary at 6 o'clock for what we're calling the First Family Christmas. And we'll be spending time here together, singing and praising together. But while we are so grateful and indebted in these endeavors to so many people, one person has sacrificed more and put in more work than any other to make sure this has happened. And that's Don Lingle. And Don, I want to say thanks. And can we thank Don? Absolutely. And one other person is here today. It's his wife, Dot, who has also sacrificed to let him be here. This is not what retirement looks like, right? And Don was willing to come and serve us during the time we needed him. What an amazing, phenomenal job you've done in leading this great choir. Not anybody can get in a Ferrari and drive it, right? But Don has stepped into this music ministry and done a phenomenal job. So thank you so much, Don, for all your hard work. Christmas and missions, something that for all Southern Baptists go together, but maybe not for all. And so this morning, I want to talk to you about the fact that God's mission is a mission for all nations. God's mission is a mission for all nations. Church, let us rejoice this morning in that reality. If you have your Bibles open to the 67th Psalm, why don't you go ahead and stand with me out of reverence for the reading of the words of our God. The psalmist writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in such a way that as the words on this page are being read, God Himself is speaking to you. Beginning in verse 1, to the choir master with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us, Selah. That Your way may be known on earth, Your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for You judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear Him. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank You for the gospel of Christ. We thank You for this magnificent church that You have drawn together here in this beautiful building that's decorated for a season that is leading us consistently to indeed look at the manger and then look at the cross. We thank You for the gospel of Christ, and we pray that You'd move among us mightily today. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. God sent His Son, Jesus, into the world. He sent Him here in order that the nations might rejoice in God, in order that the nations might be glad. I want to show you three things that missions is for, and I promise to move at a quicker pace than I ordinarily do. I also promise you that we will be out before the restaurants of Gadsden have closed. I promise both things. The first point, though, I want to make this morning is this. Missions is for salvation. The purpose of missions is for salvation. It is to declare the glory of Jesus Christ among people who, when December rolls around, do not sing praises to Jesus Christ. It is for the purpose so that people can know the worth and glory of the Son of God. That is why we sacrifice our money, so that people who are destined for God's wrath, for judgment, for hell, people who are a part of nations who do not know Jesus, we are preaching the gospel, declaring the gospel, sending the gospel out so that they might know Christ. Missions is for salvation. Look at verses 1 through 3. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us. Now, you may not be very familiar with that phrasing, but that's from the book of Deuteronomy. That's from the Old Testament law. That's one of the part of what God gave Israel to talk to them about how they are His specially called people. And so if you were Israelites here who had gathered together on Saturday, on the Lord's Day at a synagogue to sing praises to God, and you had sung Psalm 67, and maybe you hadn't sung it in a while, and you hadn't been thinking about it much, and as you begin to hear this psalm sung, as you begin to recite it as a congregation, and you hear these words start to come out, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us, perhaps you then start thinking about how good it is to be an Israelite. How gracious God was to call you as a part of His chosen people as an Israelite. And so as you started shifting your mind and your focus to that line of reasoning and that line of thinking, you might be thrown off a little bit when the psalmist begins to say that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. The psalmist is saying that God blessed Israel so that Israel could bless the nations. And that's precisely what happens in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Missions is for salvation, and not just for Israelites, and not just for people who know the gospel now, but for people from every tribe, tongue, language, and nation who are trapped in darkness, so that they might hear Jesus, so that they might know Jesus, so they might rejoice in Jesus Christ. Missions is for salvation, but missions is also for joyful worship. Joyful worship. Verses 4 and 5, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Missions exists because worship doesn't. It's a quote from a theologian who actually wrote a book titled Let the Nations Be Glad based on this psalm. Missions exist because worship doesn't. There are people out there who do not come together and worship Jesus. Man, it's a privilege and honor, isn't it, to come in and experience great worship? Isn't it an honor to be able to do that, to be able to come in and sing Christmas carols and hear beautiful instruments and hear people sing greatly? But the greatest privilege we have as Christians is not the talent and giftedness that God has given our music ministry. While that is certainly a privilege, it's not the greatest privilege. The greatest privilege is that we sing praises to Jesus Christ. There are great choirs out there who do not sing to the one true God. There are great instrumentalists out there who do not play for the one true God. But church, we have been called together to praise the one true God, and we are called to take the gospel out so that nations might hear the gospel and rejoice in Jesus Christ. Missions is for joyful worship. Verse 6 and 7. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear Him. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you were an ancient Israelite, you might have reason, you might think, to be prideful about who you are and where you came from. Because if you were an Israelite, you might be able to say, God chose us as His people. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. We've been called into what God is doing. And there's a delineation between those whom God had chosen and the Gentiles. But now, as Christians, we know that the gospel, through Jesus Christ, broke down that barrier. It broke down that barrier between Jew and Gentile. If there ever was a racial barrier, it was between Jews and Gentiles. And the gospel broke it down. The gospel tore it down. The gospel made all men equal before God because of His grace. And so it is therefore ridiculous, crazy, for Gentiles and Gentiles to stand around and argue about which Gentile is better than the other Gentile. We are all Gentiles. We are all equally sinful before God. And we are called to take the gospel to all nations, not in a paternalistic sense, but as starving people who are going to other starving people and telling them where they can find bread. That's all we are as missionaries. That's all we are as gospel people, are people who have received grace and can show others where to find it. I've said this before and I'll say it again. My goal, my thought process for our church as time goes on, as God continues to move and work among us, is for us to be an example, for us to be a bar that is set highly as a multi-ethnic, multi-generational congregation that is passionate about reaching the nations for Christ. I pray daily that God would form us and mold us and shape us into the image of His kingdom, into which has come people from every tribe, every tongue, every language, and every nation. That's my prayer here. That's my prayer here. I pray constantly that God would bring the nations here and that God would send us to the nations. Missions is for salvation. Missions is for joyful worship. Missions is for all nations. Missions is for you. Right now, you may be a believer, and God may be working in your heart. And God may be saying to you, I want you to make a sacrifice this year for the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. God may be saying to you, moving slowly and gently in your heart, I want you to sell what you have to apply to the IMB. You might want to apply before you sell everything. Make sure that you can find a place to serve. But I want you to go overseas to serve me, to reach the nations. I'd love to pray with you this morning as we enter into a time of invitation. Second of all, you may be an unbeliever. You may not have ever trusted in Jesus Christ. This morning, I'd like to talk to you about what it might mean for you to trust in Jesus for the first time. Finally, you may be looking for a church home. I'm going to tell you something about First Baptist Church Gadsden. We're passionate about seeing Jesus Christ glorified. I'd love to talk to you this morning about what it might mean for you to be a member here at First Baptist Church. After this prayer, I want to invite you to come. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank You for the gospel of Christ. And God, I pray even now that You would move in the hearts of those who have business to do with You today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.